The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the fifth chapter. When we are guilty of sin, Christ calls us to repentance and faith, to look to his cross for pardon and cleansing. Jesus said, "You have heard that it was said to people long ago, 'You shall not murder,' and anyone who murders will be subject to judgment. But I tell you that anyone who is angry with a brother or sister will be subject to judgment. Again, anyone who says to a brother or sister, 'Raca,' is answerable to the court. And anyone who says, 'You fool,' will be in danger of the fire of hell. Therefore, if you are offering your gift at the altar and there remember that your brother or sister has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar. First go and be reconciled to them, then come and offer your gift. Settle matters quickly with your adversary who is taking you to court. Do it while you are still together on the way, or your adversary may hand you over to the judge, and the judge may hand you over to the officer, and you may be thrown into prison. Truly, I tell you, you will not get out until you have paid the last penny. You have heard that it was said, 'You shall not commit adultery,' but I tell you that anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to stumble, gouge it out and throw it away. It's better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. And if your right hand causes you to stumble, cut it off and throw it away. It's better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to go into hell. It has been said, 'Anyone who divorces his wife must give her a certificate of divorce.' But I tell you that anyone who divorces his wife, except for sexual immorality, makes her the victim of adultery, and anyone who marries a divorced woman commits adultery. Again, you have heard that it was said to the people long ago, 'Do not break your oath, but fulfill to the Lord the vows you have made.' But I tell you, do not swear on oath at all, either by heaven, for it is God's throne, or by the earth, for it is his footstool, or by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great King. And do not swear by your head, for you cannot make even one hair white or black. All you need to simply say is yes or no. Anything beyond that, this comes from the evil one." This is the gospel of the Lord. Readings help us to live lives that are pleasing to the Lord. We call that sanctification. We're already saved by grace through faith in Jesus. That's justification. It's just as if we had no sin. Sanctification really means to make holy, so we're all living the baptized, sanctified life. Deuteronomy helps us with our choices, and basically God is saying to the Old Testament people through his prophet Moses, before they enter the promised land, before Joshua succeeds Moses, you've got some choices to make. Some are going to lead to life, and some are going to lead to death. Some are going to lead to health, and some are going to lead to destruction. So you and your children, it'll go well with you if you walk with me and if you obey my decrees and commands. But if you choose not to, and what does not to mean? That means choosing to worship false gods. But if you choose not to, things aren't going to go very well for you. So Moses, God through Moses says, please choose life. And I like how we said it in the confession this morning. We want to walk with the Lord so that we can delight in his will. I like that word, delight, don't you? So that we can delight in his will, what he wants us to do. It's found right here. And we want to walk in his ways. Amen? So let's choose life for us and our children. And then we had the reading from 1 Corinthians. Here Paul is telling the church at Corinth, hey, look, don't get caught up with people. It's not about Apollos and it's not about me. It's about the one God who makes things grow. You know, so whether you plant it or whether you water, it doesn't make any difference. Don't get caught up in rock star celebrities and great speakers and particular prophets and pastors and bishops. They really don't mean a thing. Don't worship them. Don't let people who follow one person or that person divide you. That's what was going on. So don't worship a pastor. Don't worship a religious leader. You know, worship God. That's what Paul is trying to encourage the church at Corinth, to not get caught up in conflicts because people are following certain individuals. Follow the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? That's what we need to do here at FGS. We need to follow the Lord and him alone. And then
Yeah, 16 verses in Matthew chapter 5, you know, dealing with all kinds of stuff, right? We could be here all afternoon if we wanted to talk about everything that was written in Matthew chapter 5, right? A lot of different stuff. But we need to remember that we live under the umbrella of God's grace and forgiveness and mercy. Amen? Amen. That's the most important thing. A lot of Matthew chapter 5 was about relationships. And the Ten Commandments are clear. The first three deal with our relationship with God, right? And Commandments 4 through 10 deal with our relationship with other people. And the laws of God are good. Not that they save us, but the laws point us to what is good, right, and salutary, you could say, as we live our lives for the Lord. It's a lot of law. The law shows us our sin. The gospel shows us our Savior. But the law tells us what we are to do and not to do to live a God-pleasing life. So I've got a quick acronym for you this morning, and then we're done. So we can get that survey completed, right? Are you ready for the acronym? It was Valentine's Day on Friday, right? Everybody have a good Valentine's Day? I think I already asked you that. Hope you. And if you don't have a Valentine, you do have one. You know that, right? God. It's not about our love for Him. Yes, we love Him, but more importantly, it's about His love for people from all nations through Jesus Christ. So let's talk about love in our relationships. Are you ready for the acronym? Because I want you to remember it after worship. What did Pastor B talk about? Well, he gave us an acronym on love. The first one is L, love. Can you remember that one? L, love. And loving all people. How about that? Including, get this, people who don't like you. People who can't stand you. People who aren't your friends. In other words, love your enemies. Here's what Jesus said about love in Luke chapter 6, verse 32, if you want to be real precise. What good is it for you if you love only those who love you? Anybody can do that. What good is it if you're only nice to people, kind to people who are nice and kind to you? Anyone can do that. What good is it you if you only forgive those who forgive you? But I say to you, love those who don't love you. Be nice to those who aren't nice to you. Forgive those who aren't forgiving. Be generous to those who aren't very generous to you. If you're looking for two chapters in the Bible that really help you to love God and love your neighbor as yourself, you can't go wrong with Romans chapter 12, okay, Romans 12, and Colossians chapter 3. Can you say that with me? Romans chapter 12 and Colossians chapter 3. If you really want to know how to do delight in His will and walk in His ways, read Romans chapter 12. Read Colossians chapter 3. Here's what it says in 12, and this is just a few verses here, okay? Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everybody. If it is possible, I like these words, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not take revenge, my friends, but leave room for God's wrath, for it is written, it is mine to avenge. I will repay, says the Lord. On the contrary, listen up, are you ready? If your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. So if you really want to narrow down and get real concise about what it means to the Christian life, you can't go wrong with Romans chapter 12, you know, verses 17 to 21. So remember, love means loving all. We don't always get that right, do we? But there is one who got it right for us, and His name is Jesus. O, the letter O in love, is overcome. And I love that word, overcome, because overcome, to me, sounds like strength. Overcome means winning. Overcome means victory. It means I was down here, I was low, and I was down and out, but now, because of Jesus and His grace and His love and mercy, I have overcome. Don't you love that word, overcome? John 16, verse 33, Jesus said, in this world you will have trouble. Have any of you got any trouble in this world? But take heart. I like those words, take heart. In other words, have courage, because He says, I have overcome. He's overcome sin, death, and the hell for all of us. And because he has overcome, we have overcome as well. Whatever we're dealing with in life, whether it be good, so be good, or whether not so good, we have to remember that Jesus has overcome, so we have overcome as well. Satan, the devil, has been defeated. V, vengeance. You got L for love, O for overcome, V for vengeance. And it says in Romans chapter 12 that vengeance is the Lord. In the NIV, it's revenge. In the ESV, it's vengeance. Do not repay anyone for the bad or the hurt that they have done to you. Leave it to me. Easier said than done, isn't it? Because when people hurt you, when they say all kinds of things to destroy you and tear you down and rip you apart and slander you, what do you want to do? You want to get back at people, right? How dare you say that about me? I think I'll say some things about you. How dare you hurt me? I can do that too. But the Lord counsels us, hey, be smart. Be wise. Take the road less traveled. Forgive as you have been forgiven. Even Leviticus 19, and we don't dare neglect the Old Testament, right? One year Bible people. The Old Testament is 77% of the scriptures, all 39 books. Do not seek revenge against another person or bear a grudge, but love your neighbor as yourself, it says in Leviticus. So vengeance is the Lord. We leave it in his hands. And then here's the last one. E is for emulate. Emulate is the same thing as imitate. What we want to do is have the same attitude. Philippians chapter 2, it says in the NIV, attitude. In the ESV, it's have the same mindset. Because everything starts in the mind. Things start in your thoughts. And you can either go with those God-pleasing thoughts or those not-so-God-pleasing thoughts. But it all starts there, and that's where sin is kind of conceived. It doesn't have to bear itself out. So we have choices to make, like we heard in the book of Deuteronomy. We can choose life or we can choose death. But we want to emulate Jesus and have the same attitude, who became a servant. He became obedient to death, even death on the cross, because when we get these wrong, we know that we can confess our sin, have forgiveness of sins. We have his grace and mercy. So what we want to do is imitate, we want to emulate, and model ourselves after our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I can conclude with the fruits of the Spirit, Galatians chapter 5. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. That's what we're to be about. But actually, it's pointing to Jesus, who is all of those things, who has done all of those things perfectly for us, and who encourages us to do the same. So remember, love. Love others. You've overcome because of Jesus. Leave vengeance to the Lord and emulate his ways. It'll be a blessing to you and other people. And all God's people said,
Amen.
Amen.